refuse, household refuse, building refuse, and then batteries and household items like a fridge, freezer, just abandoned in the middle of a beautiful rural setting. And it was really an awful scene, an awful sight, and not good enough locally.
This is not just something that someone carelessly tossed out of a car. I mean, when there's items like fridge, freezers being dumped, that's being very deliberately put into a trailer or a van and very callously and deliberately dumped. This isn't just casual. This is being done deliberately.
Very much so. And had the individual, and depending on what way it was he or she was travelling, had they made it another 2 miles, it could have been deposited for free for now at the local recycling centre in Cardona, as could the batteries. So I think that everybody has a role to play here. Definitely those involved have a significant role and about turn to take aboard. But perhaps again, those in charge of our recycling, and we have tendered it out to Bryson Recycling, our county council, and especially our government and their waste enforcement and the anti-dumping initiative that was initiated last May, we all have a role to play because obviously we're not getting through.
The council, of course, still continues to function even in this time of restriction. So you would be hopeful, I'm sure, and I'm sure you've already been in contact with the council to ensure that the waste enforcement people take a look very carefully at these items to see what they can do with regards to tracking down those responsible.
Very much so. I've talked with my colleague, first of all, Councillor Gary Doherty, who's the chair of the SPC on the Environment and Climate Action, SPC. They've met once since last May. I've also been on to the director of the environment there and said, you know, we've got to act and respond as a council to this. And if that means offering an amnesty or an invite again for so many days to come and to deposit officially and legally the furniture and the items that are now being deposited, let's do that. And let's also then have our stick with the carrot. And that means being able to implement the enforcement laws that are either awaited or that's presently in situ.